It is time for us to take a look at sports. Not sports. It's time for us to take a look at the forecast. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Air Pat.
Are you having a rough morning again, Marshall?
No, I had a rough day yesterday, but we won't talk about yesterday.
I had a rough day, too, when one area of heavy thunderstorms developed over inland Nassau County on Long Island, and I'm watching that, and I'm thinking to myself, why is that moving to the west? But I'm watching it, and then I see another area of thunderstorms over northern New Jersey, and that's moving to the east. And I'm saying, let me just keep watching this, because this is strange. And the two areas merged. And then they drifted north, but they weakened. But needless to say, parts of the New York City area yesterday received 3 inches of rain in less than an hour.
Yes.
Flooding all over the place. Last thing that we need, of course. Now, today, there's a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the southeast corner of the state. But I'll tell you what I don't like again. I'm watching the radar just closely. And I'm seeing, this is early in the morning, folks. I'm seeing areas of showers developing over Staten Island, central New Jersey, and going back into Pennsylvania. Now, it appears that they are moving east-northeast. So anything from Staten Island would not affect us.
No.
In order for us to be affected, we would have to have showers and thunderstorms developing like in the Poconos, in northeast PA, and moving our way. Could that happen today? Well, it could. But, you know, I'm still not convinced that we will be as prone to showers today as areas south. So I opted to leave it out. Partly sunny, less humid, mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-60s. Sun and clouds, mid-80s Friday. Partly sunny, less humid, 80 to 85 Saturday. Yeah, questionable for Sunday. Some sun, increasing clouds, 80. I know there's going to be rain pushing back north. Now the question is timing, and timing is always crucial in meteorology. I'm thinking that it probably will occur later in the day. That's not to say that it can't move in by noontime on Sunday. So leave that, I hate to use the pun, but that's up in the air for Sunday. And there's also this little low that's going to develop on the front that passed us yesterday and move south of Long Island. I don't think it's going to be instrumental for us on Saturday, but on Long Island it's going to be instrumental because I think it's going to bring wind, and the eastern sections of Long Island and on through Cape Cod may actually get some rain thrown back from off the Atlantic. So that's not too instrumental for us. Tropical depression number 11 is still out there in the South Atlantic, having a hard time getting its act together, but they still expect it to become Josephine. And then she will move to between the Dominican Republic and Bermuda by Monday, Tuesday next week, and weaken again as she hits into shear in the upper atmosphere. So let's hope that's the case, because we don't need to worry about another tropical storm.
No.
Right.
No. We're all just getting our power back.
Right. So that was it. So I had a hectic afternoon, and you know, of course, I'm dealing with the Mets because they need to know if they have to cover the field because they had a game last night. And so I'm dealing with them watching the radar. And then, of course, I hear thunder in the distance where I am in the lower Hudson Valley. And that gets Shirley bothered. So now she's not going to leave me alone. She's like trying to climb on me. And, you know, she gets so frightened, she's shaking, and I'm trying to do the work. So I was kind of a little flustered yesterday afternoon, but then it all moved out like around 4:30, and everything calmed down. And from that point on, it was a nice day. Oh, and except for the call that I made to you.
Now, did you call back on those people?
I didn't call. Nope. I'm waiting for them to respond to me. I asked Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, I got this email saying that our website, ours, which is the weather website, used two pictures that belong to Associated Press, and if I didn't have a license, it's a copy infringement, and I have to pay them $1,000. So immediately I looked at our website and I don't see any pictures on our website of the two that they mentioned. But when I looked at the archives, because we do a blog each day, I noticed back in 2015, I used two of the pictures because we had a snowstorm, and I took two of the pictures that was online showing the snowstorm. I used it in my daily blog. Well, they saw that three times, because every time they went into my website, it was the only time I used it. So they saw it three times, and they said in the last 5 years, used it, or was there at least three times, so you owe us this money. I'm not gonna just fall for it. So I called Marshall to see if it was a scam, and he said, no, it's not. He said, that's what they're doing to make try to make money. So I will see what she says when she writes back, and I'll take it from there, because the last thing I could afford right now is $1,000 for two pictures that I used for one day in a blog, and not even as part of my website, which I think is, grabbing at, what is it, grasping at straws, so to speak. I'm starting to really, really begin to feel the effects of the virus now, because it's been since March that we have not been able to do any of our consultations to movies, commercials, and TV shows. So now things are really starting to get, really, really tight, because this is the time of the year that everybody would be shooting. Movies galore. Everybody's trying to get the movies in, for 2021 and the TV shows for the fall and everything like that. Nothing is being done. How could it be done? Especially in California. Things are not good there. They're not going to, then the government is not going to allow over 100 people to group, and what do? You got to wear ma You can't have your actors wearing masks on the set or anything like that. And I have no idea. I know they shoot a lot in Vancouver. I don't know what the status is there. And they do shoot a lot in Toronto, and I don't know what the status is there, except for the fact that their gates are closed to the US.
Yeah.
So you can't get into Canada.
It's the getting back to the copyright thing. What has happened? There's a lot of companies that have set up shop, like collection companies,
Right.
and they go after stuff like this, and they buy what they call bad accounts, or they'll buy things that the Associated Press doesn't have the time to go and go after. So they'll buy that for they'll buy it for like pennies on the dollar, and then they'll try to go in and collect the full amount. Now, it is money that is owed when we use something, because we did it a couple of times. You do owe the money to the people. It's absolutely true. They should get something. But these companies are just like collection agencies, and so you have to just whittle them down and say, hey, listen, we've taken that picture down. We didn't realize there was no copyright notice on it, and you make an offer. But it's turned into another way for
people
companies to make money. Yeah.
How incredible.
And
How
like I said,
incredible.
I'm not against anybody getting their, if it's a copyrighted picture, I have no problem in that person receiving compensation for us using it, but not the way that these companies go about it. They're just sleazy. They're sleazy the way they go about it. So.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And again, I used the two pictures in a blog because of the snowstorm that had occurred, and it was just easy to grab the two pictures online. That's what I did. I remember that. And again, the website archives each of your daily discussions.
Yeah.
So that's where they saw it, because obviously their web crawlers go through the website and they find pictures, and then if they find any of those pictures a match to probably what they have is a huge, huge database of all Associated Press pictures. They click them, they tell you the website, our address, blah, 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 blah. They send out a letter or an email, and they say it's time to get some money from these guys.
Yeah, it's a It's the way it is, unfortunately. And like I said, we just have to deal with it. What I did is I took anything. I took all our archives down, all the old archives that had anything
That's
on
what
it.
I
Like
did,
that. Yeah.
yeah.
And I even had, we have a show that plays old time music. And I got a letter about playing a song that was copyrighted. Well, it was from 1940, you know. So unfortunately now, any of the music shows that we have, we don't have on our on-demand site, because I'm just not going to go through this. Just, you know, that's just not, just I'm not, just not going to go through this. That's, you know, picking something from 1940. That's, you know, anything from 1940 should be public domain by now.
I totally agree. And so, you know what, Marshall? I do a blog now for one of the radio stations. And I was thinking about putting, you know, a music bed behind it.
No.
And I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to do that. You know what? I'm calling my nephew. As you know, I have a nephew who is into audio. He does his own music. I don't have to worry about a thing. And most of it is for meditation, so it's very soft and stuff like that. I'm going to just ask him, hey, Rick, send me down some of your music so that I can put it underneath my my blog.
And what it does is it's limiting what news organizations can do. And like nowadays, if there's a picture up there, most of the time there's a photo credit on it, so you know not to use it. But back 2, 3, 4 years ago, there weren't photo credits on all these pictures.
Right.
Now there are. If you see a photo credit, you know you can't use it, or else you have to check with that person to use it. But when there's no photo credit, how do you know? How do you know? So. Oh, well. Well, Pat, that's the way things look. What can we do about it, you know?
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's it. All right. One day I'll tell you about my day yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you off the air. It was a fun day. It was a fun day is all I can say.
It was a fun day. Really,
it was a fun day up until about 4 o'clock.
Oh, same here. Yeah.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.